Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's dope.
It's different.
That's great. Yeah. I'm glad
he
you
did that
it,
hot intro. All right, yeah. DC Irvin.
Yeah, it was like
he sat in it for a second, but I told him I was like, "Hey, bro, I'm your lifeline. Just as soon as you feel uncomfortable or weird, DC Irvin.
Yeah,
and I'll come.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah,
you gonna do more stand up?
Yeah,
yeah.
But did you tell any jokes or you just really did the intro?
Just stepped up, did the intro, felt it. Shit was weird. Like laughs is cool, but. Okay, Marlon's in the back. Oh, shit. Okay.
Were you nervous at all?
No, it just went after each time that wave hit me. I was like, oh, shit.
I was laughing.
What was I going to ask again?
Spicy Doritos.
Breakfast of Champs. But yeah, it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, bro.
He told me, he's like, hey, when you get out there, because I was going to freestyle. I was just going to go. He's like, you don't want to do that.
What were you going to say? You're going to be like up there, ball head guy in the front.
No. So I had some stuff written. I was like, yeah, this is going to be like 3 minutes. He's like,
sorry.
Nah, that's not going to be 3 minutes.
And what he had written down, I can automatically tell. I was like, that's maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah. 40 tops.
I put in a big voo. You know, the thing where it has like the teleprompter so you can read it and record and time it.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit said 35 seconds.
Yikes.
I said, and then when I walked out there and it was pitch black, I was like, oh, I can't even talk to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not even,
hey, what you got on?
Look at these shoes.
Yeah.
Look at
your shoes.
Went,
yeah.
No.
That was great, though.
But he got up, though. That was intimidating to get up.
Yeah. Especially that many people right up top.
Oh, then I was going to take a shot, and DC said, nah.
I don't know, man. Drunk Craig? He'd steal me on stage right now.
Nah, because I want him to get when
he said, go sit in it. He said, go sit in it.
I want you to feel it. You know what I mean? You want to feel so you know, like, all right, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
You don't want
to
turn to one of the people that'd be like, I can't go on stage without a drink.
Right.
But it depended on it.
Right.
Yeah.
After Drunk Craig's a showman. You've never seen Drunk Craig, but oh my God. You want to see a show that don't stop? Just keep feeding him more liquor. IV him, and you'll get the greatest show on earth.
Okay, something's wrong with the live chat.
Oh, the Patreon?
Nobody's in there.
For those wondering why there's the jar up there too.
Okay, maybe they're just coming.
Did Tony send his?
Why is there?
I don't know.
Probably not. This is all going to be on.
I sent him the link though.
Oh, okay.
The link. For those wondering why we got the random jar, that's the late jar.
Yeah. Yeah, if y'all wasn't here last week, Chaz barely made it. Walking here at 10:44.
I'm kind of mad we didn't get paid today.
Oh, I was counting on it.
I was looking forward to that.
Huh?
What was you going to get? With your $250.
Definitely candy.
Happy birthday to
goofy ass out of here, man.
Why
do you do this?
Hey, Dion, ain't nobody's birthday today. Dion.
No.
Birthday coming up.
We got this over here. They couldn't even see you.
Yeah, come on the camera real quick.
Might like, say hi.
Come say what's up.
Dang.
Why are you?
Wait, hold your cake. Get your cake.
Get your cake. He just came with a cake.
I'm on the exit.
Dion,
we live.
Oh, I thought this was great tape.
He came in as soon as the red light came on. What's up, Black? What you got cake for?
It was out there. I just grabbed it.
I gave you a birthday shout out last week, by the way.
Happy belated, man.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Happy 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's Dion Ladd.
Get your ass out of here. Now get out of here.
Like your entertainment.
This nigga got stuck in the door, open door.
This nigga
built like an auntie. Shit.
Hips for days.
Yep. All right, thank you for following. We have a guest today filling in for Tony. Tony's shooting a commercial. He didn't bail on you guys again. He's just shooting a commercial. Jeremiah Watkins.
Hey!
What's up, everybody? Welcome. Dad.
Is he a special guest at this point? Nah.
Well, this is two.
That's number two.
This is the second time?
Yeah, second time.
Oh, you want to
I filled in for you one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Killed
yeah.
I hit you up. I forgot.
Like, can you fill in for me? Right. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
I forgot. Yeah. Well, yeah, welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you share the news last time? Or is it, did you just share with us? Or is it new? Is it classified?
Oh, the baby number two?
Baby number two?
Yeah, due in June.
Hey, man.
You know what you're having yet?
Another boy.
Another boy.
Yeah, well,
another Watkins boy.
Welcome, boy.
Another good old Watkins. Strong.
Good old that strong, Jay.
Now, hold on, Jay. If she wants a girl, are you obligated to give her a daughter?
No, I'm getting snipped after this one.
Oh, hey, yeah. Another one. Yeah. Yeah. We're the same person, man. I mean,
it's just, twinsies.
Two is going to be perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told her, I said, that's all the room in my heart I have is for the love of two. That's all I got in there. That's all that it's gonna fill that last little sliver.
That third one's gonna treat like shit.
Yeah.
Three is just
that's a lot, bro.
It's just
I don't like the idea of them outnumbering us.
That's what everybody told me when we were like and like when we first had our two, we walk around and stuff mm-hmm. and we'd see like a mom with like four, you know, and we were like, what is that like? And it's like once you get outnumbered, it doesn't matter. Like whether it's three or six, once you're outnumbered,
oh, it's just it don't matter. Yeah,
it's a wrap.
Yeah,
and especially if they all like back to back to back. Like we had three growing up, but I'm 7 years older than my youngest brother.
Okay,
so by the time he got to a certain age, I was taking care of it. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't a big, you know, it wasn't a big deal.
In-house
like,
babysitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Keith would like walk him home from school. I would do like you know when I got my license, I was driving him around. So it was like, what's the big deal? But they would have had three little ones.
Mm.
It's too much.
Yeah, just boys, bro. Three boys back to back to back.
WWE matches every day.
Oh, man, every day.
I don't know. The youngest just plays up in all sports. So by the time he
that's
gets
true.
High
they
school,
be dope.
Nice.
That's true.
But they just
go pro.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Cousin one, if it's three, one always does something. He's like not the athlete or.
Well, you have a better chance of success with the more kids you have.
True.
It's numbers
game. I mean, the percentage doesn't
it's
go
a numbers
up.
Game.
Right I'm hoping that my son's good at basketball, but we'll see.
Which one?
This first one especially, he's shown an interest already.
In hoop already?
Yeah. He's starting to dunk on the little. I keep raising it slowly, so he has to start like keep reaching for it. I'm like, you're gonna have to work for this. I'm not gonna let you just keep just dropping it off.
You gotta keep
right.
Yeah.
He's gonna be doing windmills at.
Yeah, doing suicides. I'm like, come on, let's go.
It's funny when you grow up doing it, when your kid comes along, you're like, oh, you know what? If I drill him a little bit earlier, make it into a game, put a one over there and a five over there and a blue block.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he's going to be ill.
It's interesting, when you did it and then it's like your turn, like how hard do I push? Like how hard do I go? Because it's like, your kid ain't you.
Mm-hmm. I seen your son under the rim working his form.
Oh, he
I was
got
like,
it.
What?
He's a visual. He just does stuff naturally.
Uh-huh.
His thing is just work ethic and like. But he just like he did that step back, and I was like, "Where you learn that?" He was like, "I just saw it on TV."
Oh yeah.
So he's a person that like he'll go one day. He was playing soccer and he was doing stuff I ain't never seen him do. He was like, "I was just watching on YouTube," so he can just do stuff.
Kids,
but
man, can just.
With him, it's just about practicing. So I've taken that's the thing where I'm like, okay, this is my job, not to just make him practice. Even and he don't fight either. It's
he wants to do it.
He's not gonna do it on his own. Okay. So I have to be like, we're going in the backyard. We're gonna do this. But when we're doing it, he ain't like, can we stop? He go.
So he'll do the work.
He's just not gonna be the one to initiate.
You gotta guide it a little.
Yeah, you gotta give him the schedule. Then he be like, oh,
he's
so
seven,
once,
right?
Yeah. So once I tell him the schedule, because I thought he was gonna be like me. With me, I was dragging my dad outside, and I'm not coming in until I'm forced in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nah, I can play these video games and do this. But if I say it's time to work, okay, let's work.
See, my dad couldn't hoop. I used to beat the shit out of him. Like, I used to be beating the hell out of my dad. Like, you cannot train me. I used to be dragging my dad, bro, at an early age. I was dragging my dad.
You're breaking his ankles on the
play
school.
Oh, man, easy work.
Your dad seemed like he hooping dress shoes, though.
Yeah,
he said he. Like, the way he dressed now, I was like, how
he dressed
then.
He on a silk tank top. Yeah, he come out there just.
He be dribbling one hand,
beating the hell out of my dad.
When did you start beating him? What age?
I was getting my dad when I first started playing.
Oh,
he wasn't
my
dad was an athlete.
Oh, man.
He played the saxophone and stuff, so I wanted to hoop.
Yeah,
my dad played the sax. Yeah,
okay, cool.
That's supposed to be. Oh, you played the sax.
Yeah,
too.
I played
the
sax. That's why I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he played the sax.
Yeah, that's dope.
But
did you
learn
play wind instruments or anything?
I just tried to do drums.
Okay,
but the sax seemed so confused. When we say if you don't know how to do, you know, some certain instruments, you could be like, I can kind of get this, but like the sax
looks intimidating.
It, you have to do flute
first.
There's
a lot going on.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you if you do one or the other, you can, like, they help. But I went straight to sax.
Oh, yeah. I was told you, when I was watching kids do it growing up, they all started on the flute. And
oh,
they
really?
Went, and then they, yeah, transitioned to saxophone.
Wait, how'd you learn, Jay?
I learned, I started taking lessons, like, in around third, fourth grade. And then I was playing, like, in a band in grade school. They had, like, a little, like, horrible band
right.
that, like, I would play in. And just learn through that.
Right.
Just like, just.
And you just stayed interested the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I saw somebody playing it and I was like, whoa, that instrument's cool. Mm-hmm. And just like got hooked right away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Most kids, you do it for like, you know, you're 9, 10, then you go like, by the time you're in high school, like, I ain't doing this no more.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys, if I commit to something, I see it through almost to a fault, like where sometimes I'm like, all right, I gotta let this one go. Like,
did you get picked up from school? Because usually if you have to walk home, that's when you're like, I'm not carrying this big
I will get picked up from school.
Yeah.
So, which helps a lot, yeah, because you, yeah.
Yeah, I played the tuba.
The bullies got you.
Yeah,
you look like you would play the tuba back in the day.
Well,
you're a tuba builder. Yeah. Like,
but understand, there wasn't a single bully that could whoop my ass. That was not a thing.
You was on wrestling and
that was there was no bullies on
I know you played the tuba.
I played baritone, tuba, and trombone. And trumpet.
Oh,
I was once very talented. I can't read
that's
a sheet of music
tuba
to save my life anymore. It's been since high school.
Really? And you could play all those?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. Once you're like, trumpet was like, you know, once you get into like the bass clef, right? Treble clef, bass clef, right? Mm-hmm. Once you transition into the bass clef, so
wide clef.
So trombone. Trombone, baritone, and tuba, that was all bass. So trumpet was treble clef, and then you learn something different. And then you can go back and forth, but then it was just kind of like, hey, stay. And they kept, like, we didn't have anybody who was playing those. And so.
Wait, how do we not know you ever played an instrument? This is great.
I played like.
Got all kind
I was,
of,
I was right. once Shit, a very know. Talented cat. And
can
then,
you still play? You think you can still?
I ain't saying. Only probably thing I could do now was do like a. It would take some work for me to actually be
You'd
able
at least
to.
Know how to hold that bitch, all right?
Mm-hmm. That means Izzy's going to be boom, nice.
Boom, 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 so, that's a B-flat. I can still remember the B-flat scale.
Oh, you got
boom,
it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Did he tell
yeah,
the truth?
It sounds good out your mouth.
Sounds about right.
You play treble clef. You're in the wind, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying? We know staccato.
Yes.
We know... I forgot the agra. There was another one.
Legato?
I mean, come on. I know. Yeah. You know
man,
been
I'm
a
impressed, Chaz.
Yeah. I never knew.
I wish I would have been forced to do that.
Me too.
If there was one thing that I wish my parents forced on me, it was an instrument.
Music, yeah.
I wish I could have did it.
That's what I plan on doing, Izzy. I plan on making her play the piano and drums, I think I'm going to make
it's,
her do.
It's so weird because of all the people that were in music got looked at as like being nerds. But really, that was where the cool kids.
They pay off.
I had a trumpet under the bed for
fucking
a whole
playing basketball.
Year.
Right. You ever played
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Was not happening for me. That shit stayed under the bed.
Keith played the flute for like a second, and then he tapped out.
Yeah, I see a lot of male flute players. We used to make fun of them.
Well, he was trying to get to the saxophone.
Oh.
And then they said,
"Can't you just go to the sax?"
You know what it was? I think it might have been a money thing too, though.
The sax is expensive.
Yeah, I think we had to
rent mine for years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My dad would be like, "Don't touch my thing." Yeah.
I think what it was yeah. they were like, "Let's see if you can commit to this."
Right,
and then we'll do. And of course, he didn't. And they were like,
it's like a gateway drug kind of.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can handle.
Yeah.
He might have committed to the saxophone.
Wait, hold on. What's that?
Keith back then, he was not. He didn't commit to shit.
On the sax, what's that little wood piece called?
The reed. Yep. Even I know that.
I'm sorry.
Hot cross buns, baby.
Yeah. I just remember always playing with it. Like, Dad, this is cool.
You touching your dad?
Damn.
He puts that in his mouth.
You're smoking a cigarette?
Yeah, this is cool.
My dad had to go, what is that?
Cool.
Hot Cheetos on his reed. Why is there... What is this?
Man, I wish...
Son, outside in the basketball court. Let me get my dress shoes.
If y'all could pick an instrument to play right now, pick a different one.
Okay.
What instrument would you want to know how to play, starting with Jeremiah?
Ooh, I would love to play bagpipes.
For real?
Dude, I would love to bust out a... Dude, bagpipes, they're so,
Have
like,
you ever heard them,
epic.
Like, up close?
They're so loud.
They're so loud.
They're so loud.
It's insane.
Yeah. That or the harp.
The harp is very different. That's very angelic. Very different.
Right?
He's going to either bleed your ears or
drums,
put you to sleep.
Baby. Mm-hmm.
We
drums.
Say drums?
No. I take that back. Acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Guitar.
I can see that. Yeah. We got the glasses on
yeah,
already.
The acoustic yeah, guitar. Yeah. So
he walks up there. Yeah. All right, I'll play a
everybody
little.
Be quiet. Everybody be quiet.
DC got very much guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got heroin vibes.
Yeah.
Very much.
All right, what you playing, Greg?
Keytar.
The keytar.
Ring and rock. I don't know. I'm going off. Pure love. Ooh.
Are you gonna have the thing?
Pure love. Yeah, that's my brother. Computer love.
It's Greg. I'm going very simple piano. Because they're everywhere. Yeah. You know, and true. It's impressive when I see somebody who just go like, oh, I'm like, you bastard.
Yeah, in the airport.
I'll be jealous, yeah. Bro. In the mall, yeah. They just go, oh.
There's always those signs, though. They're don't like, touch don't it. Play me. Right. I'm like, why is it out?
No,
why is
it I'm here? Playing it. Yeah. What are they going to do? Tell you, hey, man, don't play it? It's,
yeah.
When did, that's the, all when do? Did the piano become decoration like that?
Yeah.
Like, this is going to make this look nice.
All right.
I would play every single piano, greasy fingers and all, whatever I'm doing. I'm playing the piano immediately.
Yeah. What you playing?
Right then.
Piano, baby.
Oh, yeah. Piano?
Because they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to sing shit while I play it.
Oh, yeah.
I bring that's my it. Guitar everywhere, though.
That's what I said. You know, unassuming. Be like, let me see if I
you know just... the song I would go to every single time? Right. Ordinary People. That would be my main.
That's what Marlon goes to all the time.
That would be the first song I would
Marlon
play.
Taught himself, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
Marlon,
wow, really?
Marlon can play.
He taught himself by ear. I heard him playing in the dressing room the other day.
Yeah, he can play.
Oh, shit, that was you?
He taught himself.
Right. Yeah, man. I would just, that would be my go-to song. Playing something else. Some other John Alicia Keys song. Would just, I can't fall for something.
Steve. Chad would just sit down.
Oh, I probably do the X-Men song. I definitely got to learn that one.
You know? The what song? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
I would probably
yeah. Wait, what song is that?
X-Men.
Oh, this guy was outside.
X-Men 97 is coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know, I'm
oh, come on.
Yeah. Outside playing with my friends.
Yellow and blue Wolverine.
Yellow losers.
Had friends. With Spider-Man and friends right afterwards?
That was a long time ago. It was very different
Spider-Man. Not just
Spider-Man,
though. Then I'm
very different.
Oh, we all watch X-Men. Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'll go outside.
That Craig went all the way back to the 80s. I forget Craig's a...
Yeah, 80s, baby.
Yeah, man. He'd be like, what about this one?
What about Firestar?
No, Craig would throw references out sometimes. I'd be like, I have no idea what
Chico's on. Chico sticks. God, droopy.
He said Chico sticks.
Damn, Chico sticks.
I remember Craig was like, straight rappers. He went first was Big Daddy Kane. I was like, oh, I forget Craig is... Nothing wrong with it. I just go like, different era. Yeah, I forget.
Yeah,
I honestly forget.
You can't say it's wrong. But I just go like, oh,
so
yeah.
He's like a
right, 40 something.
I couldn't sing along with a Big Daddy Kane song.
He is the first famous person that was a rapper that I actually got to see. And I was like, oh, I know his little brother. That's what I was like, oh.
Okay. So you got to see him up close.
It's personal.
Yeah.
Oh, New York connection, right?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of New York.
Daily show. Oh, yeah.
Daily show.
You guys got to work on the Daily Show all week. Man, Marlon did an incredible job, too.
Thank you.
Marlon was great all
Thank
week.
You.
He was really good on there. He was so good on there that I was like, I thought he did it before. When he was doing it, I was like, and he was done. He was like, ooh, that was tough, man. I was like, that was you your first time? Job. He was like, yeah, I never did.
Was he good at like interviewing?
He was solid the whole way through.
Hey, in his full interview on the mayor of New York?
Yeah, he actually interviewed the mayor of New York as Fu.
That was great, bro. Shout out to Fu. Like, that was dope that he did that. And it was funny and it was great.
It was fun. And he really got in and dug in on the mayor like somebody like Fu would do.
It was dead on Fu. And then even the topics.
He called him corny.
Corny.
Yo, that's corny, yo.
And the mayor seemed with it. He was like, well, I'll be in the clubs with the people. I said, okay.
He do.
That's crazy.
And he's like, if you go out with the boys, you got to get up with the men.
Hey, yo, but fuck all that.
Get to what
DC,
you really want to talk about.
DC, I'm part of it too. I was shitting on Craig about New York not being a city. As we were making fun of Craig because he shits on all New York stuff.
Okay? I don't shit on New York stuff.
I shit
on everybody
else. We tell Craig he's not from New York.
Compared to New York. And DC kept saying I wasn't from New York. It was a great time, though. We went out, had a great time, was leaving. Seen Busta Rhymes. I was like, yo, what's up, Bus? He kept going.
He kept going. I was like, oh my, what do we
He treated you like a stepchild. A foster kid.
Then he came back with his he went and put a puff jacket on. I was like, my bad, God. I just wanted to come and
they
give
called
you
by
proper
your name.
Oh, he said, my bad, Craig. I just wanted to come give you a proper respects. And he gave me a hug. It was like, good seeing you. Y'all be careful out here. And I was just like, oh, I didn't really. I from New York.
I was like, hey, you got it.
The bouncer love off of the bouncer picking you out the crowd.
We just walked up and the bouncer was like, Craig, what up?
And they let us right in.
DC said, nobody knew Craig.
Mm-hmm. I stand corrected.
I told him I can't wait till we get him.
Craig was known in New York. His new name is New York Craig.
Yeah, he's walking out there.
I'm on New York. Yeah. I put my Tibbs on he's today. Good. I'm wearing Tibbs every day again.
My, you
New
bet.
York Craig.
Now
New
you
York
Craig. You rooting for the Knicks?
Nah, you're nobody in New York root for the Knicks. What you mean? That's for like people in Queens and like the outer boroughs.
Queens is New York, though.
Yeah, but it ain't like Manhattan, Brooklyn. Queens okay. is cool. Bronx is cool. But they like the Mets and the Jets. And
are they closer to them?
That's just who they like. I forgot why. I know most of the people on like that in the five boroughs, like Queens, Long Island, and the Bronx, like mm-hmm. the Mets, Jets, Islanders, and Knicks. Mm-hmm. Everybody else in the city.
I thought the Bronx was a lot of Yankee fans.
The Bronx is. The Bronx is Yankees because it's in the Bronx.
Yeah, Bronx.
But the other boroughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was growing up, my mother and my brother, they would. we would move to the Bronx and in the Bronx.
Why are you the Bronx? Yeah. What is that? You have a speech impediment now? You're a 3-year-old?
You can't say it's ours.
The Bronx? Y'all tripping, B.
I'm from New York.
You're from New York.
He's a toddler now.
Yeah. I'm from New York.
I'm from New York.
Why y'all doing me like this,
Dwayne? We won Dwayne Wellmode cause. And like, what are you
talking y'all like my grandfather didn't have a bodega.
I'm going to take the all Twain to come see you.
Like, why is this 3-year-old?
This is not a good. Come on, this is not a good New York.
Come on, Tony.
Tell you doing this to me.
And now he's Italian New York. Now he's a soprano. Nah, what's happening?
You know I'm doing this good. You know
aren't
what
you a Yankees fan like me?
White me?
I'm sticking you motherfuckers.
This is horrible.
I took him
impression.
To get a chopped cheese.
A chopped cheese.
Chopped cheese is overrated.
What is that?
Yeah, we got some pizza. He realized, oh shit, you know what? New York pizza is the shit. I see why everybody gets it.
Because you'll be drunk walking down the street.
Exactly.
And it's cheap open. And it's open and it's easy
it's
to
right
get.
There. What is chopped cheese?
It's just meat and cheese in the sandwich. Like it's like a steak sandwich.
It's like a knockoff cheesesteak. Oh, but chopped cheese, New York style.
Yeah, I took him out with my brother. My brother was telling him all types of shit. I was like, whoa, I don't
Craig
remember that.
Craig was pretty violent growing up. You know, you talk to someone's family, and he was like, yeah, Craig.
Well, Craig has a monster nickname. What's the other one? You got another violent nickname, don't you?
No, I was just Juice Monster, Buster. I got a lot of nicknames.
Man, then they told me he tried to poison Omar Epps.
Yeah, that was, they threw that
story. He put bleach
off.
In Omar Epps' mouth.
It was hot sauce in the bleach capsule and they caught me before I did it, so it looked like I had bleach because bleach holds a lot more hot sauce.
Well, did you clean the bleach?
That's not what Omar Epps said. Omar Epps was like,
Omar was like, he poured it in my mouth.
I drank it.
Like, you had been dead.
Just woke up shaking.
The story's been since like a long time. I did find out I was carrying a burden. I thought that when I was 8, I accidentally murdered somebody. Real shit. We were out playing with fireworks and I threw a jumping jack. And it landed on this homeless dude's like house. And it just like went up and we ran. So I went back like days later and was looking for it and I didn't see him.
There's
so my
just a
whole
chalk
life,
outline
I was
of a tent.
Like, my whole life I was sitting here like, oh shit, I might have murdered somebody. And I met my godbrother, my godfather, and I told him like how I've been feeling. He was like, nah, my godbrother's like, I seen him. He just moved.
Yeah, he just left.
he just moved up the street. He's like, nah, you did.
So until
like,
recently, you've been feeling like you murdered somebody for 30 like, years. You've been holding this in.
You've been hanging around us. What other secrets you have?
Yeah. That was it. That was a big lift off my
sick
spirit. Though,
fuck.
I was like, oh, I could actually possibly get into heaven still.
No,
Craig Dahmer over here.
Craig Dahmer.
At 8, I was like,
did
I
he
just
eat the homeless guy?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, oh, man.
You were a monster.
I actually, it felt like a great burden lifted
off. Not bad.
I was like, wow, I never spoke of it or nothing. Yeah.
You didn't even tell nobody?
Man, it was always a thought of, could I do that again?
But jeez, I was like, now you are a murderer.
I didn't do it again.
You thought about it.
No, was weighing on me.
Did
so
you feel
hard.
Good when you did it?
When I did it?
Yeah,
no,
actually...
I was scared shitless because it went from, ha ha, he's going to get up and be scared to, oh shit, run.
It's kind of like when
you
at be
eight, you don't
like,
think I'm gonna do CPR
you fight with
somebody
as like a kid or something like that, and then like, help. And then you accidentally hit, and then they start bleeding or something like that.
It's
and
serious.
Like,
oh, don't tell.
Serious now. Yeah,
an accident.
Except for Craig burnt the guy to a crisp.
Yeah. It burnt his house down. Well, it was a box. All right, it went up fast.
House.
Yeah.
And then he
you don't think his day was bad enough. He had to live in a box.
Some little kids. I was a little kid.
Craig was like, oh, look at this luxury you live in.
Let's talk about who gave me the fireworks. Huh?
Oh, who gave it to you? Who gave it to you?
I don't know. I went to some house in the village where it was converted into selling fireworks. The mob ran it, and we just went and bought fireworks.
This story is all bad.
I don't know the guy's name. Don't come looking for me.
Oh, man. The fact that you didn't tell anybody this whole time really is some murderous shit, though.
Would you have told somebody at 8 years old?
I might have been like, hey, we just got to check on this homeless dude.
Like I went around looking. I didn't see him. So then at 8, you don't think.
Oh, were you by yourself when you threw the fireworks?
No. It's a bunch of us.
So no one asked?
Like, no, hey, we all ran. I guess, well, my god brother said he seen him later.
Oh.
But he never came. It's like, hey, that dude's all right. He was like, okay.
You're supposed to be in jail.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in jail.
He lived.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't do
it. That was arson.
I've been mentally
yeah, still a pyro,
I've been mentally in jail for 30 something years.
Nah, you owe some time, bro.
Yeah, you owe some time.
Mentally,
bro.
I finally got free.
Wasn't like a lot of fires. When was that in New York when there was like a lot of building fires?
Was
like
oh, it was thing. Outside in the alley. It wasn't in no building, nah. They had brick buildings.
Why is it trash like that in New York? Why do they do that?
On the streets.
I hate it.
It's rough.
Yeah, I was like, this is disgusting.
The
yeah.
only thing that's good now is it doesn't smell like the piss anymore because there's a weed shop on every corner. So now it just smells like weed everywhere you go.
Or piss and weed. Yeah.
Speed.
Speed. A little piss and weed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that would be peed, actually. Yeah. Where'd I get the S from?
I don't know. You was doing DC's New York accent.
You know, Quack, like sometimes when you accuse people of doing things, you're very wrong.
He's just my butter. You're
very wrong when you do that. Okay, butter, you shouldn't do that, Quack.
I want some peanut butter.
You guys having fun, man.
My mother wouldn't like this.
My mother,
he actually
my mother.
Talked to somebody from, well, they were from,
she was from Boston.
Boston. Boston. And they believed his accent for a while.
No.
I was like, are you serious?
Fucking way. Really?
I was better
you
than
sold it?
I was in my bag, Jay. I was like, I was like, I'm from the Bronx. I was like, I'm from the Bronx.
From the Bronx. Why are they doing?
I don't understand.
Who did you hear the, who did yeah, you hear who? Say Bronx?
I don't know.
What child would you talk to that said
yeah, like where'd you get yeah. Bwonk?
He took a master class from an 8-year-old.
Yeah, like,
this is how you talk.
The Bwonk.
Why are you saying Bwonk?
It's the Bwonk.
It's a W in
it's
there.
Just, yeah, why are
you hear the W?
Y'all not even from New York, son, so it doesn't even matter.
That's not how
it doesn't even matter. I lost my powers. I'm out of New York. But in New York,
you've been gone from New York for how long?
I was in my bag, yo.
You was gone for 2 days out of New York?
I was in my
bag. This just
bag.
Goes back to when he said he was in Virginia and he told me he was from Virginia. Wherever DC goes, he's just a dad. He just, wherever he lives.
Pizza.
Like, I don't want him to travel the world.
I admitted that you fooled somebody.
I won.
I don't want him to travel the world.
I'm going
to
impress you for.
He going to come back.
I already won.
Doing accents from wherever he goes.
He did it all day. He did it with my brother.
Yo, son. Love New York.
Yo, son, done, son.
They told me it's not done. They told me it's not. I was saying done. This, I was like, yo, done. It's done.
No, it's done. Yo, what up, Dunny?
Like TH.
Nah, it's D.
Oh, I thought it was like funny thun.
I thought it was thun.
Nah. But more like done, like how we say, like.
Oh, done. What up, Dunny?
What is it short for?
It's like son.
Oh.
Done. But like special needs?
Yeah. Like with a W.
So that's where you got it from.
On. Yeah, he's just like throw a letter on that shit.
I just mix stuff in, you know? It comes out. It comes out.
I don't think... I want to say I trust DC, right? But also, about? You hear about some of these old stories of DC, and it goes like...
What old stories?
The ones you, like the whole being from Virginia and saying that you were, I mean, saying that you were from Virginia when you were from the Bay. It's just there's a lot of.
No, bro. I lived in Virginia, Hampton. And when I came
but for
back.
For how long?
For 6 months.
And,
and
you
when I listen,
like that.
I was in the seventh grade. And when I came back, they were like, hey, where are you from? And where'd you go to school at? And I just got back from Virginia. And this girl was like, you are so cute. And I was like, yo.
I'm from Virginia.
Yeah,
I'm from Virginia.
Like, thank you, man. Yeah, like, I wrote it out.
Yeah. I wrote it out. That only lasted for a little bit because, of course, they were going to figure it out. But,
yeah, that's how that happened.
Okay.
That was fair.
So I'm from Virginia.
Yeah.
And my name is DC Oven.
All the access.
I will love to hang out with you one day.
I still don't know what DC means. That's
you know,
how
you know what
you
DC
know
means.
I don't trust
you,
Kat. It's been 15
you know
years,
what DC means.
And I still
we're not
don't
gonna
know
say
what
it on air.
Are y'all saying that people think he's special deeds so they don't question his accent?
Yes.
That's good.
Chaz is just lying now. That's you good. Know what my name means.
I don't know if it's Daryl. Yeah, I don't know if it's Darnell.
Are y'all lying?
It's got to be that bad. I don't know what his name is. It's got to be that bad if you don't want anybody to know.
It stands for damn cheetah. That's what it stands for.
You do shows, and Craig. You do shows in Europe. You're like,
I'm from France.
I'm from France.
You guys are funny.
He's
man.
A damn chameleon. That's what DC stands for.
We can't put a finger on where this guy's actually from.
He's a master.
I could be from anywhere.
From anywhere, really.
Anywhere. Around the whole wide world. Yeah, whole
do a Hawaiian city. Accent.
What up, brother? One more cup.
Australian.
Boom, boom, boom.
Australian.
Throw another swamp on the barbie.
No, it's good day.
This is like if Elmer Fudd was some
good day,
like
Mike.
Different,
but all toddler.
Mm-hmm. Good day.
Toddler. Good day.
Good day.
Good day, mate. That's how they do, right?
Do British.
Let me hear your British.
Hold on a second.
Hello, governor. Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. I have to channel this one.
Oi,
What?
Oi! It started with oi!
He went Spanish?
He went
porn? What?
He's about to throw a poppy in there.
Oi! Papa! What?
Oi! Is that a French porn?
I was trying to think of Idris Elba.
When did he say oi?
Oi. He never said oi.
In the Lion movie.
In the Lion King?
Yeah, the Lion movie. He has a Lion movie out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that.
What accent were you trying to do?
I was trying to
British. Channel my Idris. It was going to come. It was going to come.
Yeah. He was trying to do street British.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was coming.
Oi. Y'all like the soccer fans that fight in the middle of the street.
Oh, let me talk to you, bro.
That kind of.
You could do accents good, though, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Statham.
Jason Statham.
Look at you, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a good singing voice also.
Oh, thank you.
I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do.
Thank you.
Wait, Jeremiah, you can sing for real? Yeah, Jeremiah
can sing. Yeah.
Musically inclined.
Yeah. Whenever you start with, thank you.
Most people who do accent and voices well sing well also.
There's a musicality in both.
Yeah.
If you can find it, you can
kind of know. I asked Eric Spears one day about it, and then I was like, and then I started noticing Jamie Foxx and then yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Afion Crockett actually has a really good singing voice.
Jamie broke it down from a singer's perspective. He is like, you learn octaves and tones. So you could mimic them a lot easier.
I saw like, maybe it was Christina Aguilera. One of those singers did like.
Oh, Ariana Grande can do a lot of them.
Yeah, too. I was just like, that's crazy. So
is it Ariana or Ariana?
I don't know.
I hear Ariana a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Keon can sing too.
Yeah, Keon's a great voice.
I can pick up some accents. Yeah, but I just hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't, when I was little, I didn't understand like people who like couldn't sing or whatever. I'd be like, just mimic what you hear. Mm-hmm. And they was like, nigga,
it doesn't work like that.
And I'm like,
you have to have a voice, right? Like,
I don't know because I just mimic what I hear. So I don't know. I don't know the technicality.
So you're saying,
like,
y'all saying Jay Farrell could probably sing?
I
think so, 100%. Mm.
Just like how Tank could probably do a lot of voices, because he could mimic a lot of people singing when he does, what do they call it, the ghost tracks, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He does
a lot of background work.
Like, he writes for a lot of people.
But no, the vocals too. Like, he'll do
background
vocals.
Really?
And he's you know, famous. And he still does background vocals on people's songs.
Yeah, he walk in and say,
I think
nah,
I can do background vocals on people's songs.
Okay. Oh, shit, let's get it.
No, I'm just saying, if Jeremiah's singing, I think I can come in and, you know what I mean?
Let's stay there. I'm with that.
Is there a song we can do that we can get away with on YouTube? You got to go back to like Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, probably not. Get
yeah, like, I can hide in the background and be like,
yeah. He needs an oi.
You gotta know your lane.
He needs an oi.
Oi, 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 oi.
But that sounds like just like a humming. You sound like a fan going on in the back.
Yeah,
like
you just gotta pitch. Zach, you gotta play your back. You gotta play your position. The best background singers don't get out of line. They stay in line.
in the back.
Not the dude that sung on, what's that, Alicia Keys song?
Oh, yeah.
Diary. He beat the shit out of her. He was like, watch out, Alicia. I'm taking over this song.
I think me and you were talking about this, but background singers are amazing.
They
just can't make albums.
Yeah.
They will out-sing the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
And you buy their album, and it's like, whoa. I'm like, this for 30 minutes?
Right. Yeah. Because
doing this for 30 minutes?
He killed her on that track, and then he won... it was either The Voice or one of them shows, right? And some people felt like it was cheating because he was already a professional. Like, you've been on the road, the tours, you know?
Right.
And he won it, and then he put out an album.
Tanked?
It was not. And he can sing.
Yeah.
And it was not.
But was his voice too powerful?
I think when I saw him and Avery Wilson and other people, I'm like, it made me appreciate producers and songwriters.
Because with the Supremes, all of her background singers could outsing Diana Ross.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so they were saying it like, I guess.
You have to have the package.
Just barely,
you have
like, the discipline. This is who I'm fucking. It's going
to
be the
song.
Some people don't know how to sing a song. They'll just sing it strong straight through. And it's like, nah, you got to find the pockets.
I think it's, you know, for the leads, it's just factors. It's the, it, you know, how you look, your sound.
You think it had to do more so with Barry messing with Diana?
Yeah. You wanted her. She going to be out front. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, and producers and songwriters matter, because there's so many people who can sing. If you follow Steve Mackey, like everybody on his page can sing. Mm. But I go and listen to their albums, and I'll be like,
they can't put it together when it counts.
And it's not they're doing their job, but either the lyrics is trash or the beat trash. Like it takes so many things to make good songs.
Mm. It's got to be tough. It's got to be tough to be a background singer. They probably don't make nearly as much money as the lead singer.
Oh, they probably. Oh,
so I'm sure they use Honey all the time.
Oh, yeah.
If I was one of them, I'd be using Honey. What is Honey, you ask?
Yes, I do.
I'll tell you all about it, because today's episode is sponsored by Honey.
Yay.
Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your phone, iPhone, or computer. It does say iPhone. All right. Thanks to Honey. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best when I find it in your credit. I use Honey often. I download it one time. Hey. It's on my browser, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm going to Amazon,
right in that
whatever,
right corner.
Yeah, right in the right corner. So whatever I go to, it'll automatically go and find the best deals. It'll scour the internet itself and find the best deals and say apply. And I click one button to apply the coupon that I didn't have to shop for at all or look for at all. So which is really dope. Let's break it down. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, and Honey searches for coupons, and it finds for that site. Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the price drop, which is very nice when you get to click on something and the price goes down.
Gets me going.
Oh, I know it does,
Keon. Seeing that red come off?
I've saved 10 to 15 bucks, man, easily, just using Honey on different things. And it's, you don't have to do anything. You download it one time.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it. So Honey doesn't just work on desktops, works on your iPhone too. You can activate on Safari. I use mine on Chrome, so it also works there as well. So if you don't already have Honey, you can straight up be missing out and be getting it. I'm worrying horribly, guys. I'm sorry. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/issues. That's joinhoney.com/issues and start saving.
No. Yeah, I'd be pretty silly not to get that deal.
Pretty silly?
Can you do it in your New York?
You'll be a goddamn fool.
You gotta be really dumb, yo.
Yo.
To not fork and get that deal.
It sounds like he's reading. Like,
was that better?
You know, you're reading in your trailer going over your lines. Better. You got to be dumb.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's your problem.
Yeah, we're hearing the pages ruffle.
Yeah.
I should take that up.
Hold on. You have to be a dick. Nah, it's not New York.
That ain't it.
You got to be a goddamn. Watching people like in the waiting room auditions. You got to
be mad dumb.
Because they care.
Oh, they're into it. I mean, you watch people who are waiting to audition and it's their turn. It is.
Oh, the pacing back and forth.
Oh, it is tense.
No, what about the people practicing outside?
Oh, yeah. Be full into it, too. Oh, that's great.
Now they have you sit in your car, so it's even more tedious. Yeah. You have to wait until they say, all right, we're ready. I'm like, oh, shit.
Would you like sugar with that? Would you like sugar with that?
I can do it another way. No. I can try this one. I remember somebody, we were like, okay, thank you. And they just kept trying to do the line. They just kept powering through. They're like, you're like, okay, thank you. And then you started from the top and just did a different version of it. I said, I'm not going to take that. That's great. Thank you. I mean, I said, I'm not going to take that. All right. No, none of those. None of those.
This job. It's like, okay.
Right. Yeah, because
none of those
casting directors, you guys give nothing.
Well, I'm not a casting director, but it's not that you give nothing. Uh-huh. It's just that if we like it, you know.
The casting director can't give you anything.
Right.
Because what we see on the other side is a look that fits something in our head, and that's it. Well, we need something because y'all the first line of fucking defense.
The casting directors?
I mean, that's who, you know what I mean? That's what we're performing for.
So yeah, but they don't know. Well, they're not the director, so they can't.
Or the producers.
When you're first auditioning, you don't know. You just like, this person's going to.
The only thing I see them saying is be louder, because that's all you hear in auditions is people get louder as they go.
I just hate when it's one of them auditions where they let you go. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, do another one. And then I do all this different shit, and I don't get it. And I see the commercial, like, you motherfuckers. Right.
The best bet is
you
to,
used me to take my shit.
The best bet is to go in there and deliver the lines directly as they are at first. And as you get callbacks is when you bring more.
Especially
of them
for commercials.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are a bunch of suits. And they will still, because they can't give you writing credit. Otherwise, you're writing it. Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. And they don't change anything at all. Not even the shots.
No.
When it's a commercial.
They be taking everything.
I used to book stuff on accident. I did not know how I was getting it.
You did a lot of commercials.
Yeah, I did a lot of commercials.
You had a print thing, too, somewhere before,
the
too, Dickies.
Right? Dickies model. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a Dickies.
You get free Dickies?
No.
Shit.
Absolutely not. Like, they pay me good, though.
You see DC, you be like, why is he see shirtless on the
billboard? He wasn't shirtless, was he?
No.
I was like, I don't remember that. No, but I do remember DC always showing his abs for every joke. Y'all like that one?
Wipe nah.
Yeah, use that. Hey, I am not lying. I bring this up. I am not lying.
You're lying,
every time,
bro.
DC
I
got a laugh, he lifted his shirt up. Woo! Thank you, baby girl. Every time DC got
so
a laugh.
So I'd say thank you, baby girl.
Every time DC got a laugh.
Chaz is lying.
Baby
girl, the audience.
Oh, thank you, baby girl.
Chaz is lying.
Huh? Oh, my bad. I didn't bring my towel.
Why would
when
I lift my...
When the abs DC got a towel nowadays, don't he?
Actually, that might lift.
It's not an accident.
It holds weight.
I think I did see you lift your shirt up.
It holds weight.
It's not an accident.
And then he transferred the towel.
Now he transferred to the towel.
I'm not entertaining.
Once the Achilles
came, when I got fat,
once the mass left, he's like, you know what, this towel.
You need this towel right here. Because you still sweat.
I'm not entertaining.
But before, it was he take off his shirt, drench it, put it back on. Woo! I appreciate
that. Hey, you
got to
do what you got to do up there. You know what I'm saying?
He was already getting laughs.
Nah, man, you gotta do everything.
I need an extra little. I need a little extra edge.
You think I want to wear shirts that tight on stage?
Really laugh.
No.
Keon be showing his muscles.
Every goddamn morsel.
You flex on each laugh.
you hear it when you walk out. And I'm already ahead.
Oh, they'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, you walk out, they'll be coming to stage, and all the ones that be in the front be like, mm. Or like, okay. And you hear, and that's how, okay, so when I do certain jokes, I'm going there.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? And I'm just watching to see where I can
work
and
merch money be wet as hell, don't it?
I'll be like, who can I go to? All right, this one's already sold.
I've never experienced
that. Me neither, Jeremiah.
I'm literally, you were talking about the treble club and the bass club. I'm like, I'm trying to follow what you're saying now. Like, what are you talking about? Women reacting as you're walking to the stage?
Jeremiah walks out there with his sex.
Well, my nose enters the stage first. It steps into the stage.
He's a head up.
And then they're like, oh, okay. Right.
But you got good hair, though. You can just.
You can do this.
Yeah.
A couple of... While playing the sax. And be fun. And you're good at improving.
Great.
You can just go.
Yeah, one of the best.
You can just go off the top.
I do off the top a lot.
Your show was hella fun.
Yo,
your show
both y'all
fun,
have done it.
Man.
Killed it. Stand up on the spot.
Bro. I
that
love
shit
it,
is
bro.
Fun. Yeah, so for people to just
you ready?
Yell out stuff and you just have to go is that was hella fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good time.
And your audience is good too on like YouTube.
Yeah, they're trained for it.
And yeah, but even on the comment section, like they're good.
I've curated it over time where I'm like, listen, this is legitimate. If you don't know what it is, stand up on the spot is comedians going up with no prepared material, asking the audience for suggestions. Mm-hmm. They yell stuff out, and then you just have to go. You have to create a stand up on the spot based off of what they yell out. So over the years, I've curated, like, I've told them over and over again, I'm like, this is the hardest show to do in comedy. So, like, if anybody is even remotely good at this, you got to show them love because it is so hard. And all the comics I'm asking as a favor to do this, it's out of their comfort zones a lot of times. Mm-hmm. A lot of comics are like, no, I don't know if I want to do this.
Very much so.
Yeah. And I'm like, if you're funny and you trust yourself, you'll succeed at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And both y'all did it and crushed it. It was great.
Thank you, broski.
Yeah,
you've been doing it.
That is you.
Dude, I've been doing that since 2010.
I remember I did it at 3 clubs.
Yep.
And I did it at the place that we had on Santa. No, was it Santa Monica? You had a theater.
Yes, that was like when it was called like Rant LA, or it was called. It was in Theater Row. On
yeah,
Santa
you had
Monica.
A nice theater. It was a nice theater though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time.
Yeah.
Wow, longevity, bro.
Yeah, a long time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you still doing Kill Tony?
No. When they moved to Austin, we stopped doing it as the band. Okay. Yeah. We stayed in LA and then moved to Austin.
Are you going to do a Rogan's Club?
I think so eventually. Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing all the stuff about it and it looks amazing. I'd love to, I'm going to pitch to him taking stand up on the spot because he used to love doing the show in LA. He used to do it in the belly all the time.
Oh,
so
that would be dope,
I'm gonna
bro.
See if we can do a stand up on the spot at the Mothership eventually. That'd be cool.
Oh, what's this club called? The Mothership?
The Mothership. Yeah, Comedy Where is Mothership. It at?
Austin,
Austin, like in the cut, like, downtown Austin, like
it's in the midst,
It's like by, I think it's close to 6th Street and all that stuff.
Oh,
I think
damn.
Where a large amount of comics from LA moved.
Yeah,
it
a lot
might
of comics
be the comedy city soon.
Awesome.
I heard he's running it just like how the store was kind of ran. Is he?
Dude, there are 4 or 5 staff members at least that were literally working at the store that he took with him to Texas.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So a lot of the management and the talent coordinator, Adam Yeget, he's over there.
Oh, Adam's in Austin.
Yeah.
Oh,
dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won't be getting booked in Austin.
Yeah.
Because Adam did not book me. Probably easier actually now if you go over there because there's 100 people.
I know
what's
the name moved there. Brian Simpson moved there.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian moved there?
Yeah.
A large community from the comedy
community. That's a lot of people there.
Brian, funny, man.
He's so funny.
And I remember seeing him at, shout out to Brian Simpson. I remember seeing him at Madhouse. Like, this was years and years ago. And I was like, all right. And then I saw him again, like, a couple years later. I was like, this dude is killing.
I know Brian. I know of him. I don't know him, though. But
just to watch the growth. And maybe it was just that
day.
He
had a few specials, though, right?
He was featured on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
He had like a half hour on.
And that half hour crush.
Dope. Yeah,
he's funny, man.
He looks like Chaz.
Yeah?
Dark skin Chaz.
I'd
have to follow him at the Comedy Store, and I always liked following him because he is such a hard follow. So I'd be in the back hearing the pops he was getting, and I'm like, I'm going to have to bring it right now because I like following people that make you work.
Right.
You know? So he's one of those people where I just sit in the back and be like, this dude is destroying right now. I got to go as soon as I go on stage. Yeah. There's no time to mess around.
Right. Yeah. I like that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like it. The person before me is crushing. I take it more of like, okay, well,
I got to dig a little
Some
deeper.
People be like, light them. Mm-hmm. Like, get them off. It's too much. Yeah. I'll be like, you know what? All right. I got to.
Bitches.
I followed a Jezelneck the other night. And he and I had to address like probably a few minutes in. I was like, by the way, he and I are opposites. What you're seeing right now, so it's gonna be a little bumpy until you guys get on my wavelength. Because he's like just so like one-linery and direct.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, all about the physicality
animated,
of the show
yeah.
and performance. So.
Yeah,
yeah. But I
think that's harder than following somebody that's crushing is following somebody completely different.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
you can ride the momentum.
You can ride a crush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, we're in a good mood already. Let's see what the next person has.
Then Harry comes with the piano.
But somebody completely different, they have to readjust themselves to your whole thing.
Yeah. Like, you have to bring them to you.
Right. Yeah. That high energy dude, I'm like, God damn, that looks tiring, bro. I'm like,
just the rapid fire.
Oh, I'm like, and which is great because you want the energy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, we're not doing all that.
that's the first thing I say. If I follow somebody who was like, you know, all jumping up and down, stool, blah, blah, blah. As soon as I walk through, I'll be like, I ain't doing none of that shit. But it usually gets a big ass laugh because I'm like, Len, you know, I'm not doing this. Nigga left the stage sweating.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I just showered.
I can't do this.
No, absolutely not. I'm not doing it at all. DC, you got a question, man?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Ooh.
It's going to come out kind of choppy. I got a question.
Okay.
Questions! With D.C.
That's it.
Huh?
I got some questions, D.C.
Oi. We should loop that.
Yeah.
And then, like, questions, but in, like...
Question.
Be in the band.
DC.
DC Irvin.
Oi. Here we go.
Oi.
Here we go. This should be a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a doozy. Zombie apocalypse is going down.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Okay.
You and your significant other are running.
Okay.
They're about 20 minutes behind you. You're running.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, about 20 minutes.
You left them.
They're 20 minutes behind us running.
No, you guys are running, and you got about.
Oh, the zombies like 20 minutes.
20 minutes behind.
Before the big herd creeps up on you.
My spouse.
Before the
minutes is very important to the story.
Okay. 20 minutes behind.
You're texting her. Where are you at?
Right. She falls.
Mm-hmm.
Twists her ankle.
Oh, jeez.
Twists her ankle.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, hey, you got to get up and go.
And she's like, no, I can't. I need to be motivated. Her only motivation is if she sees you tongue kiss another man. And she'll get up and run.
What?
Well, bitch, you have to die.
Are you going to tongue kiss that other man to save
your woman's
life? No, because
you don't care about your life enough. The zombies ain't enough motivation.
Why is this her only motivation?
Yeah. This is it, bro.
Hey, man, that's the hypothetical. You got to roll it.
This is not question time. Well, then where are my kids at? Where's my daughter? Where is she?
Your daughter's safe.
Okay, the kids are fine?
The kids are fine.
Well, they're without a mother now.
Why? Because they got her.
Because that's stupid. I don't even want to be. I don't think you deserve to live.
Why not?
The zombies got enough motivation. You're like,
She can't get up.
But me kissing dude.
She has weird dark fantasies.
Then you die.
I'm
just wondering what's going to happen next when she trips.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Right. That's just level one.
My other ankle slipped.
That's just level one. It's going to keep going.
You're not going to save her life?
No.
This is just once. There's no other scenarios after this.
She don't want to live.
My knee. These in real life, she don't want to train on you.
At least you guys are safe.
She don't want to live.
If you just eat his ass, I'll keep running.
She don't want to live.
What?
She's the uncomfortable zombie getting his ass ate.
Why is it a zombie, Craig? I think it was just a regular person.
Oh, it's a regular?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was other regular people.
You have to tongue down the zombie. It's another guy. He's looking out the window.
So we're with a group of people. I thought it was just us two running.
Give a whole new meaning to the phrase dead ass.
Yeah. I'm definitely not tongue kissing a zombie.
Like, I thought it was just y'all two running, but there's other people? So there's more women in the world than chicks?
Bro, you're not going to save your wife?
No, because first of all, if she was really my wife, she wouldn't ask that of me.
What happened?
She hit her head earlier or something?
This is the only way, bro.
Well, then she got to die.
This is the way, like Mandalorian.
That's on her. She don't want to live. She don't want to live.
So no mom for the kids?
Nope. What happened? Your mama want daddy to do some gay shit.
The zombie apocalypse. No one will know.
It's not like y'all.
If it isn't a zombie, I'm like,
it's gonna be too much going on for people to be like, Craig kissed him, man.
Ridiculous. I just feel like you don't want to live bad enough.
It kinda is it because there's gonna be a lot of
one's gonna care during a zombie apocalypse what you kiss?
All the middle America people there, they're gonna be really they're gonna make t-shirts and everything.
If there was a dude who had a gun to my wife's head and was like, you have to kiss me to save her, that's a plausible scenario.
You kiss him?
So you're changing the
hypothetical
question
I'm not changing.
Benefit?
No. My answer to you is no.
Yeah. We are no's already.
Okay. I would save my wife.
I'm saving my wife.
Look, we're married.
You know what I would do? Is I think that, like, to make myself feel better about it, if she's like, you have to kiss that guy, I'd, like, pull out a fake mustache out of my pants and put it on, and then I'd be like, I'm playing a character.
I like how, bro. In the zombie apocalypse, Jeremiah was like, where's my wait? Wait. The zombies are here. Wait a second. I can't go on without my mustache.
You got to go into character, bro.
Right? Jeremiah's pulling out rubber chickens. Yeah. He's got disappearing handcuffs. Yeah.
Action.
Action, bro.
See, I thought it was a zombie, but it's a dude. A man, save her.
I gotta save your woman.
Got to. Nah. It may be quick.
You know what I might do? I might just kill her myself to save her. To save her the agony. Turning.
Yeah, your mom was just because
you
tried
to
force it on me.
Yeah.
Your mom got bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a zombie, dude.
I would make y'all kiss a zombie.
I like how Craig was all in for the zombie, though.
I was against the zombie.
Craig was like, I lick a zombie's ass.
He said the zombie, like, he looked back at it.
Trying to stop.
That agrees. Sensitive.
What if he liked it, though, and he was like, I'm not going to bite you.
Zombie said it?
If the zombie said, eat my ass, I won't bite you.
I'm like, why are you talking?
Yeah.
Like, why do you not?
What if he was never a zombie in the first place?
That's the first thing you decided to say with your words?
I want
to
know how this
happened. He's like, hey, actually, man, I was pretending to be a zombie to get my ass ate. It's really hard field to get your ass ate now. Let's run. They're really right behind you.
I'm good.
That's a wild question, DC. That might have been one of your more wilder ones.
More obscure.
Oh, was it?
I mean, there was the monkey fucking. There's just so many other, things.
It was which one?
The monkey fucking in the junk. We're in Thailand.
I forgot about the monkey.
When Craig got us a monkey on heroin to smash. Remember that one?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, off of Blue Chew. We had to take a blue chew.
Yeah, take a blue chew.
Oh yeah,
and wreck that monkey.
Yeah,
and it was illegal to wreck monkeys.
Right. Craig said he was doing it.
Yeah, he did and it was too. Yeah.
He did.
I forgot about that question.
Yeah, well, we didn't forget.
I did not. No,
we did not.
That wasn't the worst. That wasn't one of the worst ones.
Fucking monkeys and zombies.
Yeah,
not only did you
said you're eating a zombie ass.
You're out of control.
No, I said zombie getting his ass ate. I didn't say I was eating those.
It don't matter because we don't forget anything, especially the Blue Chew part. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
It's a Blue Chew
ad, baby. You know what I mean? The nights are getting longer, but the breeze is the only thing that's getting stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. So that's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we know that confidence can take you far in life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's especially true in the bedroom.
Yeah, sure.
Don't nobody want to be out here half limping, you know, soft, mm-hmm. not delivering your best strokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be on your A game when you're
mm-hmm.
in the sheets.
Got to be on Pi-Yap.
Everybody know that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be on Pi-Yap.
You got to be tough.
So Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You know, that's my favorite word. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you plan ahead and be ready forever. The situation arises.
Mm.
Comes in a unique, discreet little box. Have you ever gotten it before?
I took it as a.
Oh, you took it.
I took Blue Chew since this is the sponsor that in high school as a prank thing.
Oh,
yeah.
And they walked around just
no. Well, I thought that it was going to be instantaneous, and I thought it was going to be like ha ha. Turns out it doesn't kick in until you're aroused.
Yep. Yeah.
So the next morning, I almost had to call into work because I looked down and I was like, oh, this isn't going down. So I had to jerk off like three times before I went into my car wash job.
To your car wash job?
To your car wash.
That's how I went. When I took it, I was like, this thing don't do nothing. And Cody was like, what movie you want to watch? And I was like, what?
That was it.
It's very impressive. You know what I mean? We got a special deal for our listeners.
Math class didn't do it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code
issues,
you just check out and you just pay $5 of shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com, promo code issues. And you receive your first month free. And you just pay $5 for shipping.
Free. How much?
It's free.
Oh,
just $5 for shipping.
Ooh,
BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when Jeremiah would have known. He was like, hey, if you take this, you got to jerk off three times. The guy was like, hey, man, the car is clean except for the one air. There's a big dick print right off my windshield. Why?
What's going on there?
What happened here?
Yeah.
Are there any questions in the chat?
I wasn't looking.
I didn't see any.
A couple scrolled there. By.
I don't think
question.
I
have one. Uh-huh. Would y'all host the show Unsolved Mysteries with that spooky accent? Yeah, why not?
Of course.
I used to practice that accent sometimes.
What's the accent?
Because, you know, I haven't seen the show in a while.
I'm trying to think of Unsolved Mysteries.
I'd have to watch it.
I forgot the guy's name.
You remember
right?
the accent, though, DC?
No.
You can't do that.
I know his kids have really been. I think he really.
He'd be like, Lubbock, Texas. He spoke very, like.
Staccato.
He tried to make it more spooky than it was. Yeah. But I forgot how he sounded.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why I was thinking about America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, that's what I went to. Also.
Yeah, I went automatically.
Guy,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Unsolved mm-hmm. Mysteries dude. He would
you wouldn't
just pop
see
out.
That. Would you see that? Would
yeah,
you
he
see
would
that
pop out and then he'd be like, he would talk real slow. Oh man, I can't remember it.
This is a good question.
This is a good one.
What's
nine
one?
A P.
But yeah, I would do that.
What question you see?
Well, nine a P. I can't even see it.
The bottom question.
You can't see that from there, DC?
If you get just one
plastic surgery on any part of your body where you feel, felt insecure, hair, again, taller, abs, etc., what would you get? No recovery time? And no one will question, suspect.
I'm removing this.
I can read from that far.
Style. That's crazy. That shit reads so good.
I can't see
from
that
distance.
You know what's funny? Somebody just asked me, this is a different question, but because I saw the height thing. And I was like, I only cared about my height when I was hooping. Mm-hmm. Now that that's over, I don't give a fuck no more.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked if you could take inches off of your dick and add it to your height, or take inches off your height and add it to your dick, which one would you do?
Oh, inches off the height.
No, inches off the height.
I'd be 4'7"
inches off the dick.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I got to be two inches taller. Yeah, take it.
Sometimes the chicks don't even give the short man a chance.
True.
If he had his dick out,
he got to walk down.
When you're 5'7", you realize that really matters more than being tall. I've never had a problem trying to get a girl ever.
Oh, they never dogged you for being short?
Not me. Oh, I'm incredibly charming and handsome with a great smile. And
they just didn't tell you to your face.
They might not have to. They can say, after they leave, they can say whatever they want to say. See, all right, then, bitch.
Deal is done.
Yeah, he was short. I give a fuck.
Okay, but to answer your question, you could pick one plastic surgery, any part of your body where you felt insecure. Does it last forever?
Hope it lasts forever.
Like, does it stay? Because that matters.
Yeah, nobody will know.
It stays.
Because if it stays, once I get these abs right, I'm never working out again.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I would get that done because if it stays, I would get that because then I can enjoy all
but
the
then your
bullshit.
Body would be like that dude Batman Kevos where he got all
everything else
out,
looks
but
crazy.
Like
but everything else is easy to uptick. That's the hardest part. Everything else is very easy to upkeep. So I would just do that and then burritos, tacos, fried every single day. Just filth for breakfast,
you
lunch,
would,
and
you
dinner.
You would live till 55.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I don't
he'd
care.
Look good.
I'd look great. Amazing. Yeah. I'd be happy.
Shirtless.
Oh, you think I like eating this bullshit?
And wearing shirts.
Oh, man. That's what I would do. If it stays forever, yeah. I'm getting these abs done, and I'm eating bullshit the rest of my life.
Oh, okay. What you going with?
I think mine would just be simple. Like, I have really bad vision. So, like, I'll just get.
You can do that now. You can LASIK now.
I guess I could.
He's like, yeah, but it's forever.
You can walk in and walk out.
You got it. Like, this is one. That's a get out of jail free card surgery.
You know what's funny is my grandma offered to get me a nose reduction one time.
Really?
And I was like, I'm good.
How'd that make you feel that your grandma was like, hey.
I mean, it doesn't make you feel great. You're like, yeah.
Thanks. That's saving up for retirement.
Yeah.
But
yeah, she wouldn't give me money for other things. She's like, I'll pay for that. Like, what? That's serious.
Because
did she have a big nose?
Care
no.
About look. My family, yeah. I don't look like my siblings, really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Old people care about
looks. Whose nose do you have?
Closest would be to my dad's. My dad, as he's gotten older, his is just a different shape, but his is getting bigger as he gets older.
Right, right.
But like when he was younger, like it wasn't that big, really. Mm-hmm. So mine definitely stuck out compared to like my family members. Mm. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Did you get teased about it growing up?
Heck yeah.
Okay. By your family.
Huh?
By your family.
No. You know what's interesting is I didn't actually know that I had a big nose until I went to like this smaller like private Christian school growing up. Nobody ever commented on my nose, and it wasn't big until like I started like teenage, like I got thinner and like I lost weight and it went like to the nose. Like I slimmed out down here and then like, well, we're gonna find somewhere to put this. And this dude at school, his name was Trey. He's like just out of the blue.
He sounds black.
Oh, black dude.
Well, of course. Yeah. That's how see that's why
zero,
we grow
zero
up like that.
Honest. Yeah. Honest. So he just goes out of nowhere. He goes, you got a big nose. And I go, what? And then I like, you know, I was like looking in the mirror and like looking in the funhouse mirror for the first time. Like, I guess it is not like as
how old were you then?
That was eighth grade.
Yeah, that's when it starts.
You went to school with the blacks.
Yeah.
It makes it turns
goddamn
every time.
You want to know about your flaws?
Oh, yeah. That's a little black child.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And then growing up black, you learn early.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna do it to you. You got monkey arms. I say
what?
Guess my arms are kind of long.
Yeah,
I was
guess
little.
They are
I was like,
long.
Yeah.
Why are we like that? Why are we? Why
I don't
do we
know,
do that,
bro?
No, you know how old I was when I heard built like your mama. Say, I am five. I am five. I can't have.
Thanks, Dad.
Built like your mama over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Just be a thick. Look at that thick boy.
Yeah, yo, like,
that sounds like a chomo.
Yeah.
That boy.
Man, he's soft.
Like
a chomo.
Family, bro. They don't give a damn about your feelings. I'm gonna get a hip reduction. That's what I.
Yeah. No. Oh. You saw what happened to Dion. I thought you got
motivated. Like
Dion opened that door and was like, "Whoop, nope. Let me live out of here." So wait. What did you say you were getting?
He's in.
We veto LASIK.
Just because that's
you can do that today. I guess most of those things you could do today, but LASIK seems simple.
I guess you know what? Like teeth is such like an upkeep thing. Mm-hmm. I might get teeth, even though I like my teeth, but it might be one of those things
if
where
you never
like,
have to do it, like pearly white exactly. and straight. That's not a bad pick.
I just hate like I have to go get like deep scalings, right. like cleans, and it's
yeah,
so
they awful.
So if you just stay pearly white and straight the rest of your life, man, that's a good call,
right?
Good.
I think that's a good call. Yeah.
I just was recently at the hotel at the Equinox, and I seen the mirror like straight on. It was cool, but it had these two mirrors that was on the side and one behind me. And I seen the back fat.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be gone.
You know that?
Yeah, that'll be gone.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
But well, we can give forever. Ourselves something forever. Too, right?
Can or you scroll down?
We can either give or just get rid of.
Maybe. I guess you could.
If you can give
I guess if you can add. Brain,
where would you,
if you can add, right?
Oh, plastic care. Surgery.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you
get? You get that BBL?
No recovery. I guess you can add.
I'm adding dope ass calf muscles.
Nigga, your calves already big.
They're not, bro.
He wants bigger.
I want like Manny Pacquiao.
You want
calves.
Like Ray Allen?
Yeah.
Ray exactly. Allen's are
Ray Allen. Ray Allen calf muscles. I want those.
Ray Allen.
When I see
shit
people with
like,
nice calves. I'd be like,
you
yo,
want them flex
really?
Wheelers?
Yeah, I want them calves.
You would just be like, look at that.
Calves and muscular thighs.
He just wears shorts.
Well, you doing the whole leg. Skinny.
You be high stepping everywhere. Hello, guys.
He just wears speedos with tanned legs.
That's like, all you need.
You ever see those horses that prance? They be doing it. That's how DC would walk. He'd be going backwards, going back more.
What are they called? The calves. Budweiser horse.
Yeah, that'd be the Clydesdale.
Clydesdale, yeah.
So you'd get calves, huh?
Calves.
I know but you already I, have calves. That's why I was surprised you picked that.
But they're not like Ray's.
No, I mean, no. There's very few on this nice planet
calves.
Like that.
I want Ray calves.
I know what I do. I got two things.
Right.
One, I would suck the rolls on the back of my head out. Like,
okay. Neck rolls.
Neck rolls.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, I don't have the.
Craig's like, we're not talking zombies here.
Craig was like, me too. I would, because, like, you know the different sizes I've been. The I was like, no, I don't care.
The credit card swipes.
I don't have that.
Don't have the pack.
I have it higher though at times, and it'd be like right there.
He has one.
Yeah, no, like one, but it's one. Higher.
Fuck up the fade.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
He don't have the.
High I don't dogs. Have these.
How
yeah.
can you work that off?
Once I lost weight, it went away. But then when I gained weight, it comes back, and I go like, God, I need you to just stay gone, buddy. But I've seen some thin people. With just, right. You know, you'll see it.
Yeah.
So I want, but also I would take all time, never have the do anything, flawless skin. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I would take.
I'm trying to feel it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes. Because sometimes you'll see people who like might go bald or something like that, and you'll be like, oh,
they got the
stuff.
They
got the crinkle.
Yeah, the meat. You know? Yeah. So
meat
I have
the meats.
I have it pretty good.
That's where the little grimmies be building up. Head pimples.
And then I would do flawless skin like all the time. Like I would be able to not. Shower for weeks, have a dirty pillow, and then you know wake up with
the skin just
popping, glowing, always flawless. Then, okay, oh my God, what's your routine?
We got calves, back fat,
head fat,
head fat, back fat. We call them fat
teeth,
flawless skin. That's pretty good.
That was a good question. That was not a piece.
We're almost a full person, by the
way. almost made a perfect person indeed.
Man, I just want to eat. Abs, honestly, teeth, I just want to eat.
Yeah. Another question. I think I can see this one. A zombie punch you in the mouth.
Ew. Which tooth would you rather lose if you had of a choice?
Oh, something in the
those
back.
Eyes.
You don't need eyes. Oh, yeah.
It says, wait, which tooth?
A back tooth.
Yeah, back tooth.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
Well, if he punched you in the mouth, how far did he get his hand out of your
jaw?
Oh, okay.
I'd do a front one.
Why does it got to be
a I'll take it,
try
I'll
to
take
get some
back
of that Red Grant money.
If your back tooth fall off, that means he reached his nasty hand in there.
No, he hit you hard enough and he came out. Yeah, and most niggas we know missing a back tooth, so I'm like, I just fit in.
Yeah, I'm like, your teeth gonna shift anyway. You might as well just get one out.
You take that back one.
Or the side. I wouldn't mind losing the side one.
The
tongue come out.
The last one in the back.
As long as it's not like right when you smile.
Oh, I hate that one, bro. Yeah,
that one goes.
Yeah, you need this one all the way in the back. I need all these teeth.
I kind of wanted a gap in my front teeth when I was little.
Never.
The little kid at the pool that could spit between this. I was like, yeah.
Oh, you don't need a gap. You just need the top, the little circle part of the top, because I could do that. Oh, okay. You need the circle for ice. And I go, and it just.
I could gleek that way, but I can't do the whole. He just that.
You just need a tiny.
Yeah, he said the water spread out. Didn't you guys have to get your teeth fixed?
Hell yeah.
You had a gap? What'd you have wrong?
I had 8 teeth pulled.
Ooh.
And then I had braces for 2.5 years.
Wow, really?
Where they were spaced out? Were you
nigga,
one of those
my
kids?
Shit was fucked. My shit was fucked. What because age? I had did, like, some, I'm telling you, something went wrong with my body. I did everything early. I lost all my baby teeth by, like, first grade. I had all my grown teeth by, like, second or third. I was in a size 12 shoe by fourth grade.
Oh, damn.
I could palm a basketball by fourth grade. I had all these things where everybody was like, this dude is going to be a fucking giant.
Yeah.
Like, everything. I had all these adult-ass features as a kid, and it just, this is it.
A mutant.
Nigga, this is it. So I lost all my teeth. So when I lost all my teeth, they had nowhere to grow because I had this kid mouth. So I was growing the ones up here. So I had to get those 4 pulled, and then all my wisdom teeth came in, and they were coming in so crooked that, you know, you had the tooth and you had the little claws. My shit was this way.
Oh, you had teeth growing on top of teeth?
Teeth growing on top of teeth, and they were growing this way instead of down because there was no room. So they had to pull all the way. So when they took my wisdom teeth out, it was like the top part, and then like a
tusk.
Like yeah, like yeah, yeah it was like tusk. Yeah, so tusk. I had them and all 4, and then they put braces to close it all in.
Oh,
my teeth, my mouth was fucked.
And you had braces for how long?
For 2 years.
That's not bad. That's not bad. For that much. Yeah.
Nah,
I had mine for three and a half.
Yeah, I had it from 8th grade to 10th grade.
I've seen adults who have braces long enough. Like, you still got these braces? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You better have your 50. Yeah. You still got these braces?
One of my kids had braces twice. Well, that's because he didn't wear his retainer.
Yeah, if you don't wear
retainer, you get braces too?
I had to get them put back on for a little bit.
Yeah,
oh, braces.
Yeah. And I wore my retainer too, but they're like, your teeth are shifting. We don't know what's
going on. They move. This one still moves. If when I put the retainer on again, it'll go back.
Yeah.
But that should be hurting. I'll be like,
This
shit hurt.
Oh, retainer's uncomfortable?
Because it moves it's moving your teeth back, so mouth is sore.
The retainer's built like, well, they start doing them now where they pretty much make the retainer the day you get your braces off. Back when I got mine off in 2011, they give you like that 2-week grace period, and then it was like you don't have anything, but they molded it the day you got them off.
Yeah.
And then you put it in, and it hurts so bad. So it was like getting braces put back on.
Yeah, to put it back on. That shit hurt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, your teeth shift. Even after, like now, that's been 12 years for me. It's still, when I put a retainer in, it'll still hurt if it's been too long.
I still
want retainers. I always ask my dentist, can I get
braces? I have it, and I wear it sometimes, and I'll be like, this shit hurt.
How wear your retainer?
Oh.
Never mind. Just kidding.
DZ's next question.
Just
end of the world.
Just kidding.
You can't see your dentist.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said. Yeah. My smile. I would always smile like this. How I smiled like back then. I'd be like, I never showed anything but the front. The front 4 were amazing.
Oh,
but everything else.
Or he's one of those uncomfortable mouths.
Yeah.
I always
smile like. I never showed my teeth. Man, when I got them off though, it was full smiles, big time.
I'm bad. I've been pretty lucky. My first had a pretty good teeth. Not real issues.
And we only got lucky because my mom, at the time, her job, the plan she had, it was free.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So she was like, we're doing this.
That's
like,
great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, we're doing it now. Because I was like,
car, bro.
And I wanted it.
More than 3 Gs?
No. Oh, now it is.
Oh,
yes. Probably,
oh, now they probably
stupid. Well, now they got all the Invisalign shit and all that.
Payments or whatever. But me and my brother both, my parents were like, nah, it was up there.
Yeah, back then,
easily close to 10 for both of us.
Ooh, yeah. Snap. But my mom's dental plan was amazing. She was like, we're doing this because it's. And I was like, and I wanted to do it because I wanted to do it before high school. Like, before. I figured, let's knock it out now. Before, you know, because I'm the whole time I'm thinking about girls.
So y'all ever kiss a girl with braces?
Yeah.
I did when I was younger. It didn't bother me that much. I was like, cool.
I didn't mind.
The first day you get braces, it does feel weird, though. And I noticed the way I talk is different because my lips will like compensate to try to not to scratch the brackets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Braces
my lips
are a wild thing.
Chopped up.
Man, the first week, I was like, bro, I can't talk. Like, I'm brushing against stuff. And
oh, your lips, they'll be bleeding?
Yeah, it'll cut the inside. The little hooks will get there. Your gums swell
and the back,
up and stuff.
Like, and the back guys always get cut because of the, what do they call those things?
I don't know the hook things, but they just like when you start the bracket thing.
Yeah.
Oh snap!
Yeah,
braces are serious.
Do they hurt to get on?
Yes.
Oh, hell
the
yeah!
The first.
Oh, yeah. The tight. Thank God.
The power chain is the worst. It's literally like. The first time they did it, I only had it on my top 4, and then they did it on every tooth. Like every single tooth had a power chain on it. I could not eat. Like,
no.
you accidentally clink your teeth together. If you sitting there with your mouth open, like, I just, like, somebody
it
just
hurts.
Smacked
when every time you go in for tightening, it hurts. And then I had to get rubber bands for a minute, too. And rubber bands is not fun. Yeah,
my kids had those, too. I lucked up. I was surprised that they didn't.
They used to pop, too.
I had a double tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that hurt.
They have to be doing it with technology.
Well, now they
now,
do
like
it. Now they do
the
Invisalign stuff. Every 2 weeks you change, you know, you change. Yeah, but it still hurts.
It still hurts. Oh, wow. My girlfriend just got braces last year. It's still the process is pretty much the same. It's tried and true. It just worked.
Yeah. I lucked up. I had a double tooth in the front, and when I had my wisdom drop.
Wait. What's the double?
There's a tooth behind.
Oh, you had those.
Oh, you had a double tooth in the front.
Yeah, the shark mouth.
Shark mouth.
Yeah, shark boy.
But if you talk to him, you'd be like, look, what's that?
You had a baby tooth behind your real teeth.
But it'd be sticking out. Yeah. So
which one? So the back one fell out or front one?
And
then the back one, did the front one fall out and the back one looks like, it's like a carnival game.
It'd be like, hey.
Pops up.
Yeah, and then it moved out, and my wisdom teeth all fell out. My teeth just straightened
out. Your wisdom teeth fell out?
Evicted the first one?
Well, I had to go get them pulled.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I still have mine.
So you're going to have to get them pulled?
It sucks.
They don't really bother me. But mine. I know it gets to a point where, like, some people don't bother you, then the day it does, it's like you can never go back after that. And it'll move. Only the bottom one really moves, but I still have them. But they did tell me that they're moving.
Why do we have these
when you start getting headaches?
Take them out. Why?
I don't know. I don't know what they're for.
Mine, I still got mine.
No, supposed evolution. I don't know.
But it had to be good for something once upon a time. They'd be like, you don't need them. Why do I have them?
Apparently, and I might be making this up, but
this might not be true.
The kind of meat that we used to eat back in the day required more of like
the caveman. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess because it was like raw.
Guess you need more. Everybody's vegan. Pretty soon, everybody being vegan, we're going to have no teeth in a minute.
Yeah. Just gum it.
It's going to be all nubs.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, nubs.
There's more questions. Can you see some of those other ones?
I can't
see some. What you got? What are they talking about?
What daddy issue subject do you guys think should be on council court?
Maybe we shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple episodes we could have got canceled.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Goddamn Chaz.
Oh, yeah, definitely me. I almost got Tony's own YouTube page shut down by myself.
Any paying attention to the World Baseball Classic? Nah, just the highlights and stuff like that. But I seen that dude got signed.
To the Tigers.
Got signed to the Tigers. Hey. Struck out the side, and that was it. Got a contract, just like that. To those who are not in the Patreon, you missed it. That's what you
for
get.
For those in the Patreon, this is why you need to be
this
in
is why
Patreon.
You need this to be y'all in the Patreon. Stuff. Because some shit's going to get cut and you got to see it. That's why y'all need to sign up for this shit. Because it's funnier. It's better. It's raw. It's live. It's uncut.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so 42 people right now are in shambles, dying laughing. Sweating.
I can't wait to watch this show to see the cut.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then
it's going to be a weird jump.
You guys missed it.
No, Amir's a wizard over there, bro. Amir
knows
how to make it smooth.
I want
to
be DC.
He going to have to come back and do voiceovers? Nobody's mouth going to be imagined?
Tony comes back in to do a voiceover.
It's going to be Chad talking. If I was growing up, Craig. like a different voice?
Yeah.
I want to be
Craig. Let me clear something up. It's not that I'm not like that bad. It's just how Chaz was insinuating. I'm just like, yo.
You didn't even let me insinuate. You pulled the ripcord parachute.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. You immediately.
What the hell is wrong with you?
DC lost all confidence in me immediately.
Oh, he did.
And was like,
I was going by his past. Chaz's past is not. It's very.
When's the last time?
Yeah, I was like,
it was not.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I have
so
crossed
the
DC line.
Yeah. DC panicked.
He panicked.
But he panicked based on prior experiences. But he panicked. He definitely panicked.
I'm very much aware
he panicked.
Of DC.
Because
he didn't say
nothing to me. He didn't say nothing to Craig. But Chaz is like, DC, hey! Hey, Chaz is not
experienced enough to teeter the line.
I'm very experienced enough. No. We've teetered the line before after we've had one conversation about it before on here.
Oh, man.
When's the last time we had to ask someone to edit? When was the last time that happened?
It's been a while.
I'm not even saying it hasn't been. You usually get hit with the eyes.
Dude.
But it's been a long time. It's probably been over a year. We've been on about 3 years.
The eyes hit you
just
quite
in the show. Just in the show.
I watched the show, so I see the eyes this hit. I'm like,
oh yeah, obviously the eyes. This should be so funny to me.
I'm not gonna not.
Whenever you see the back of DC's head, do this.
I
always make eye contact with you for that, don't I?
No,
I always be checking in with you.
This is crazy. This is crazy, bro.
We got to review 20
minutes.
Footage,
yeah. Yeah.
We gotta watch the footage.
We gotta watch.
We gotta watch the footage.
Watch the
There's
footage,
no
bro.
Footage.
Yeah.
I said four phones.
Why?
Because I was going into spy talk.
Yeah, he panicked.
I don't. I mean, when have I ever been 007?
No, he's saying based off his
take.
Yeah,
what
his
we,
take.
What
like
we talked about earlier.
He doesn't know your name. Like blah blah.
Hey, I know what DC stands for. Right,
this is like a mob movie where you got to just kill the witness before they can. You want to give them a chance to talk?
I know what DC stands for. I'm well aware. I was joking, DC.
Yeah,
I lift my abs up after every joke. Yeah, I lift my shirt up.
Can Tony Baker come in and do a voiceover, a commentary of what just happened?
That's when Chaz knew he struck a nerve.
See why right here, you know, Chaz fucked up.
Hey, look, you see, why you got four phones? They didn't even know where it was going.
We're just pushing your buttons now. Now it's easy to push a button. You got all your buttons on display right now. Yeah. I don't say anything.
And that's a lot of buttons on four phones.
A lot of buttons.
You know what?
I didn't say anything right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
I've been kicked out of better home. All
right, DC.
I'm out of here.
Wait, why do you have a bag?
DC really.
I gotta go to the gym. Now I gotta go downtown and I'm going to the gym.
Oh.
Funny.
What's in that bag, DC?
Spy equipment.
You guys see these jokes, but you know what I'm gonna have to do later? I'm gonna have to text DC and be like,
no,
hey,
bro.
They gonna square up.
On which phone?
We gonna cut the camera. They gonna square
on which
up.
Phone? I'm gonna do this now up. Already. Hey, DC, sorry.
The only way to solve this, Chaz, you gotta kiss DC in the mouth. The only way this gets fixed.
Like, pucker up.
Only motivation.
DC got lips, bro. I don't want to kiss a dude with lips, yo.
Would that make a difference?
Yeah.
What do you want to kiss someone without?
I don't want
to
feel that.
He might enjoy that.
I don't want to feel that.
Lips over his lips.
Now I'm like, oh, there's something here. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. You guys are hilarious.
Your hands might
I do
got to
cut soon, though, actually.
Gotta go.
Go pick up these children.
Gotta get downtown.
Oh, man.
And I'm hungry.
So we're back with another issue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Back with another issue. We back with another.
We are back. Yeah,
with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Fire! You got to do the whole thing, bro.
That was it.
You got no. You got to do
didn't
it all.
Go over his thing.
He didn't want to do it.
Okay.
Especially the accents are ruined for the day.
Bumble quat.
Jeremiah, thanks for filling in, man. We appreciate you.
Dope job, Jay.
Where can the people find you at? All that good stuff.
Yeah, on March 21st, you can watch my new one-hour special called Daddy on YouTube.
Hey! Oh!
March 21st? Congrats,
yeah, March
bro.
21st. It's free on YouTube, so just type in Jeremiah Watkins Stand Up or Jeremiah Watkins Daddy. And
where'd you
can
shoot?
Watch it. Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State.
Congrats, Broski.
Yeah. No, I was
Kansas City.
From Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City.
Yeah, and
oh,
then
yeah, you missed that day.
Jeremiah, stand up on social media. If you want to check out Keon or DC's episode of Stand Up on the Spot, you can find those on my YouTube channel as well.
Yay! Tony's on there too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's done a couple episodes. Yeah.
Okay. Craig, say laughing. Craig, we're back with issues. DC, where you at this week?
Me and the big bro, Marlon Wayans, Brea Improv.
Oh, that's lovely.
Possibly Craig too.
Yeah. Hot three.
Possibly.
Hot three. Hot five.
Brea Improv, LA. We're never in LA. And I'll have Prove It shirts. If you're in LA, I'll have Prove It t-shirts with me. Possibly.
Possibly?
Yeah. Meaning, when I say possibly, it depends how I feel that night, if I'm going to sell them or not.
Really?
After the show. So if I'm like tired, I'll be like, But if I got energy, hey, it's a lot of energy.
All right. Craig, we're going
to have Craig Wayans on any and everything. This toxic.shop. And go check out them daily
shows. Yeah.
Oh, go
yeah.
check those out.
Yeah,
look at that.
You can watch all episodes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where? You can look on Amazon.
Okay.
That usually directs you to wherever they're at.
Chaz, where you at?
You can find me on the YouTube at Chaz Rogers. Lack and Running Chaz, me and Dion Lacks podcast. Check out our episodes. They're nuts. They're easily cancelable. All of them. Every single one.
Kind of
I'm surprised
shit.
If you get the shit to be aired because it's always.
People
I'm like,
want that though.
I'm like, they're going to shut this down.
People want it. I will be at the LA Comedy Club April 3rd through the 9th. One show a night. I think it's an 8 o'clock show.
Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. And then I just posted all my tour dates for the year. I'm still adding more, but all that's up there, KeonPoli.com. I think I already told y'all we finalized. We just have to sign the paperwork that Keon's All-Stars is coming back on Kev's app. Kev on Stage app, season 2. Brutally Honest, me, Gary Anderson, and Keenan Baker. Check that out. And I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it. So thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next time. Be easy.
We out.
Bye. That
was fun. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.